Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, I'm Lauren McGoodwin, founder and CEO of Career Contessa, the largest online career resource built inclusively for women. I also have the privilege of hosting our new podcast, The Females. We're here to help with real talk career advice from CEOs, authors, creatives, and other experts to give you real strategies for building a successful career all on your own terms. Each episode of The Females is sure to not only inspire, but also to motivate you to take action and move your career forward. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday for new episodes and follow along on CareerContessa.com.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening in pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
I've stepped up my game since last time I spoke to you.
You really freaking did. Andrea Laventhal, you guys, a beauty and style director at People Magazine.
Yeah.
Professional podcastress.
Yes.
And Greenwich, Connecticut.
Is the most shocking part of all the things you just said.
Because you used to be like Carrie Bradshaw vibes.
I mean, if you really want to know, Jersey through and through, if you couldn't tell. The accent, as I said, it's not Long Island people. It's Jersey. And then, yeah, New York City, 20 years, living my best life. And then, you know.
And then one day, one pandemic later.
Have you seen there's a new show on Netflix that all the moms are buzzing about? It's called Sex Life.
Oh, I heard about it.
Yeah. And what's the funniest is that it takes place in Greenwich. So it's softcore porn, is a nice way to describe it. And it takes place in Greenwich. So I'm clearly watching.
Wait, is it on Netflix? Where is it?
Yeah, Netflix.
And is it a show to watch by yourself or with your husband?
I think that it could get you in a mood for sure. It's a lot of sex and things that I don't know that I know how to do.
No, stop. I didn't even watch Bridgerton. Did you watch Bridgerton?
I did, but that was a dark period. I felt like it watched me. I didn't watch it. It just found me and I had to watch it because everyone, but I didn't want it. You know, that's not, period dramas aren't my thing.
No, yeah, mine either. I feel like everyone was buzzing. You know, when you hear a name and I'm like Bridgerton, but I never saw an image, but then I put it on and I was like, no, but I'm sure people are going to be like, you have to watch it. But just during the day, it's I don't have time. So at night, it's do I put on a show that my husband will want to kill himself if I put it on? Or do I try to find us a couple show? But what ends up happening is the couple shows end up being something that he likes to watch, which has to do with violence, kidnap. You know what I mean? It's always mm-hmm. It has to be a mystery. It has to be some sort of criminal activity, which I don't know what that says about him, but. And I can get down with it, but then it's when am I watching my freaking shows, you know?
Well, in our house, I'm not really happy unless some wife is being murdered by her husband, but it's going to take us the full 2-hour dateline to figure out just how he did it. and it always involves another woman, and it's obviously always the husband, that's where I feel my best, my most beautiful, if you will. It's like a question we always ask celebrities that people, when we enter, like, when do you feel your most beautiful? For me, it's when I'm solving a case alongside Keith Morrison. And then, like, we watched Mayor of Easttown because we needed, like, a show
with
together.
With Kate Winslet.
Yeah, and I feel like the dilemma you just described is marriage. Like, you just summed it up in TV form. But it's like, do I watch a show for us or do I watch a show for me?
And do I go into the other room and leave you in the living room? And, like, for, I'm sure a lot of couples do this, and I'm sure that's, like, a healthy way. But, like, I don't know why. I mean, my husband are so, like, together all the time that it's like it would be weird for me to be like gonna go to the other room. It's like
I
it would be, you know,
you.
And I did it
love
like
you.
A week I did it like the other week, but it was because he annoyed me. I can't even remember why. So the only reason I was in the room was because I was like, bye, I'm gonna go watch my shows. And I put on Working Moms, which is a good one. Did you watch Working Moms?
Yeah, I did.
It's a fun one, even though this current season, which I've been waiting for, did get a little weird.
I think I was a one season wonder with that.
Oh, you were a one season wonder. Are you kept up with like Housewives and Bravo stuff?
Yeah, I mean, professionally, personally, emotionally, spiritually, I think so. I do love. I took like a hiatus from a lot of reality TV. I think like last year it started to not get my interest. And then I was worried, like, what's happening to me? If I'm not somebody who likes horrible TV, who am I?
Right.
Like, I'm not, it's not because I'm like, want to be smarter or enrich myself. I probably is because I was just so addicted to my Instagram and watching you talk about stuff. I was like, oh, I don't even need to watch it. But now I'm back in. Like, Beverly Hills this season's pretty good.
Kathy Hilton. How is she? Tell me.
I don't want to be cliche because everyone's like, oh my God, icon. Oh my God, I die. Oh my, but icon and oh my God, I die. She is the kind of rich you want to be that doesn't give a fuck. I'll wear a baseball hat and a weird message tee, rich. You all are going to dress up for like the French themed brunch in California. I'm going to wear whatever I want. Maybe a nice palazzo pant and a blouse. Like, she doesn't care. She doesn't have to.
Did you see that I posted about her weird Instagram antics?
Yes.
So even before Beverly Hills came on, I got a random message. Sometimes people think I'm like Demois vibes and they'll like send me things. And I'm like,
ooh, like tips.
Right. And I'm like, tell me. But like, I just like to know. So someone was like, Kathy Hilton is like commenting on all my photos. And I was like, that's weird. And obviously I didn't post it. Like Beverly Hills didn't even start yet. And then somebody else DM'd it to me once Beverly Hills came back and was like, look, like Kathy Hilton's commenting on all my photos. And I'm like, no, this is kind of interesting. So I was like, maybe she has an intern working for her that's like trying to like, you know, like and comment and engage to get engagement.
Diversify
back.
Her portfolio, if you will, of sure.
I posted it and then I get a gazillion messages being like, oh my God, like literally that's her MO. Like, but if you follow her, because I was kind of like offended, like, wait, she's not commenting up in my shit. So if you follow her, I guess she tries to like engage, which so many people are saying she's such an icon. That this is her and that's like her thing. And if I watch Beverly Hills, which I haven't yet, I know I suck, I would get it that that's her and it's not like a social media intern and it's not for engagement. That's legit who she is. She's heart emojis like on random people's photos.
She's like your like fun sort of deranged aunt who is always commenting on your Facebook. And it's like she's responding to you as if you're having like a direct conversation. Like she has no care or sense of how the platforms work. This is just how she works and the platform's going to work around her.
But what, we should all I don't want to burst the bubble. And again, like I haven't watched, but do you remember the Paris Hilton documentary?
So I never watched it and I feel bad saying that. Do I have to go now?
Yeah. Sorry,
thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for having me. I love Kravis.
So we'll get to that. So Paris Hilton's documentary where she talked a lot about, you know, abuse she went through basically, I mean, in other words, without saying it, kind of saying like her parents sent her away. And because her parents sent her away to this crazy
school, it's like a detention center school.
Right. She was taken away in the middle of the night, basically like kidnapped. That's like the vibe. And basically there she was saying she underwent abuse and like torture. So saying it without saying it, the parents did that. And then when Kathy Hilton was interviewed, I got kind of weird vibes.
That's
like,
what I heard.
No one's talking about it, but it was very like, yeah, we heard Paris went. So for like the aunt that's commenting heart emojis all over everyone, I'm not sure that she is portrayed, at least in the Paris documentary, as like the best mother.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because in one of the recent episodes, Garcelle says in front of some of the other ladies to Kathy, she flat out is like, yeah, I remember meeting Paris at a fashion show in the early aughts. I did not like her, like statement. And Kathy, instead of like coming at her in the like traditional housewife's response, which would be flip a table, throw a glass, start crying, scream, you know, take the producer's camera, whatever. She turns to her sister, Kyle, and is like, Kyle, tell her. And Kyle's like, Paris is very shy. And Garcelle's like, oh. And she's like, she used her phone a lot or uses because she's very shy. And you could tell Garcelle's like, okay. Because Garcelle's comment was like, we were at a fashion show and she never looked up. She was on her phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And instead of being like, yeah, well, my daughter was like 20 and insanely shallow and self-absorbed because the whole world watched her. Why would she watch anybody else? They were like, she's really shy.
That's, and like, I feel like I need to watch Beverly Hills.
It was amazing. She was like, Kyle, tell her.
It was, and they're close. Kathy and Kyle are close.
Well, yeah, but they went through a period where they were not speaking. And you can tell Kyle is so scared of Kathy. Like, so scared. How is he? He's crying. What are you?
Oh, you hear him? No, that's a scream. Is that normal, everybody? Are there any child development? That's like legit, which like I think I need to blame myself. Pause to talk about Noah. Is that like he, as my pediatrician says, is very expressive. So first of all, this is the fucking bewitching hour, 5:30 p.m. And my husband's home. And I was like, I'm going to go do this podcast. And he was like, the toughest time. Okay. And I'm like, mm-hmm.
It really is.
It really is. So he'll just like scream, be like, ah, he'll get like angry, which like I feel like is because of me, mm-hmm. You know, like I feel like he just gets it. Like he's a mini me and he gets like angry and screams. But yeah, don't worry about that.
Okay. Here's the thing. If it's someone else's kid screaming, it doesn't affect me. I still have like the biological, like if one of my kids screams like down the block, I'm like, yeah. It's the, you know, I still have that. So it doesn't bother me as long as you're okay.
Well, I'm not unfortunately, I'm not at the stage where he can be like down the block. He's like,
neither am I. They shouldn't be down the block, but you know what? We did think we lost my son, my nanny and I very recently. We just moved to a new rental. It's a way bigger. There's a lot of cute little hiding spots, like mini doors. It's an older house and we couldn't find him.
Oh my God.
It was horrible. It was terrifying. I was remarkably calm and still want to get like an award for it. I've been telling everyone, but nobody's like talking about that part. And just when I was like, I guess I'm going to have to call the police or Justin, his dad or something. I go to pick up my phone and I see a text from Justin and he says, hi, came home, took Saxon to the store. We'll be back. I called him. I was like, what the hell were you thinking? And he says, I came home, I yelled upstairs, I'm going to the store, I'm taking Saxon, and no one responded, so I texted you. I know, your face says it all.
First of all, we know Andy is fucking loaded because her house is so big.
Cavernous, you guys.
You can't hear when you're... No, that is cray-cray that he just took him and left.
I was like, first of all, you know that a good chunk of my job, I'm wearing headphones, okay? If our nanny didn't hear you and I didn't hear you, certainly you weren't yelling. Okay. Our house is not that big. And in what world do you walk in the house? He was bathed and had pajamas on.
I'm dead.
The
oh my
iPad,
God.
Which is like the center of our universe. I had let the child use the iPad. It was left on the kitchen counter. I was like, he did not leave by choice. He would never leave the iPad there. I've watched Dateline. I know everything.
Oh
to look for.
My God, that is stressful. Hold the F up, because we need a vacaciones, okay? We need to get away. We need to be in the sea. We need to be in the ocean. We need to have a little brisk wind in our hair. We need to tan on the frickin' deck of a frickin' cruise, you guys. Cheap Caribbean. Have you heard of them? It's time to get more of what you want and less of what you don't want. You know what we want more of? Vacations. We want less stress at work, more fun in the sun. Less to do on our plate, more tacos on our plate. Less thinking about the big picture, more margaritas by the pitcher. Okay, it's time for an all-inclusive beach vacation. CheapCaribbean.com has got you covered. You're so close to chilling in Jamaica, partying in Cancun, or relaxing in the Riviera Maya. All-inclusive. Okay, that means more food, more drinks. That means the food never ends. That means the drinks keep coming. No, I legit can't. Cheap Caribbean, you guys. No change fees when you book at a Cheap Caribbean resort. And you can add trip protection so you can book with confidence. Less money, less worry, more beach. What's so amazing about this, you guys, is that I'm giving you $100 off of your next beach vacay when you visit cheapcaribbean.com/notskinnynotfat. That's cheapcaribbean.com/notskinnynotfat and get $100 off your vacation. So it's cheapcaribbean.com/notskinnynotfat to get a great deal. See you guys on the beach. I got a message the other day that was like, has, you say that, like someone was like being mean to me, like saying that I talk about my husband a lot, which I actually feel like I don't talk about him enough. Like I actually feel like I don't give him the spotlight at all. But I was going to say that I feel like you do a good job of, you know, you mentioned Justin from 9K.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes. Justin from, I'm allowed to mention certain things. We just went on vacation. He did not want to be featured in most of the photos. So it looked like I enjoyed a like vacation solo. Which
oh,
was
it
fine.
Did look like you enjoyed a vacation solo. Is that so funny that we, you know, it really does work out that way that you marry. And I think it's the best way.
Well, that's there can only be one Beyonce.
Right. And it's so wild because like my husband, it's like he rarely would want me to post a photo of him, rarely would want me to, you know, include him in my video, in my stories. And it's so wild when like, don't you ever think about that? That when actors date actors, which is such a common thing, like how does that work? Like, shouldn't they not? If like, that's like, should be a rule that one person enjoys attention more, one person doesn't like the spotlight. So how do these actors or these huge actors get like Jen and Brad? And,
they don't. You they know, don't work out. I mean,
they
look
don't
at,
end up working out. True.
A-Rod and J-Lo. They both wanted to be Beyonce, or they both wanted to be J-Lo, I guess. And it didn't work out. There could only be one.
And obviously it's going to be J-Lo.
Right. Like you, one person has to be the backup dancer. Now you can flip roles at holiday parties. Okay. Right. And like other select events, but only temporary. You can't be fighting for that. Once in a while, it's nice to let your partner shine, but don't let them shine too bright. Don't.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, can you like
carry the conversation?
Can we go out? Yeah.
I'm tired.
I'm like, tired.
I've run out of stories.
I've run out. But then you know what happens? Like it happened to me so many times in my life where I'm like, okay, tonight I'm just going to be a mouse in the corner.
I know. You're like, I'm going to be a delicate, quiet young lady.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to talk and I'm going, but I'm not going to like. And
right.
Then,
I'm not running the show tonight. I just can't. I'm not performing. I can't.
And then cut to, you're like, and then, boom, 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 boom. And you hear yourself.
And you're like, stop it. Just stop.
And you're stop it. But people are laughing. And then you keep going. And you're like, I can't believe I said I'm going to be. And you really prepare for it. You're like, I'm going to be in the corner.
I'm demure. I'm wearing a nap dress, a Birkenstock. I've aesthetically taken it down. And then you go and you're
and
a
then
clown.
You go.
It's
and
a disease. A I don't know what it's called, but I have another friend who
are
suffers
you a
from
Gemini?
It.
No.
No, I'm a Libra. But God forbid you like look at me funny and I don't feel like I'm winning you over or connecting to you or finding out what medication you're on immediately. I'm like, why did she hate me? I hate her.
Isn't that so weird? Like, isn't that so weird when that happens? But listen, you can't vibe with everybody.
Says
it
who?
Happens. I know. I love it when you give advice and you're like, not everyone's going to like you. But no, I mean, listen, not everyone's going to like you and think you're funny.
True or false, have you ever had anyone on the podcast who you did not vibe with and who you think didn't think you were funny or charming?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it terrible?
No, I mean, it's not. First of all, when you're interviewing, like, first of all, what's fun about having a podcast is you decide who you want to have on.
True.
No one can force me or say, you know, but so usually I'll want to have people on that I've either interacted with before on like social media or like think would be great. And obviously sometimes you can be a little bit disappointed or maybe the vibe wasn't there, but then it's a good episode and you're like, wait, what? Do I not have like a ticker on? But yeah, it happens when you think, when you think you're going to vibe with somebody and don't.
I was super jealous when I heard you with Jackie Schimmel because I listened to Bitch Bible and I feel like, I don't want to say we'd be friends because that's so cheesy, but I do feel like if I were, we'd be friends and you and like we could hang, but then that's three Beyoncés. No one wants to be the Kelly or the Michelle in that group. But like, I want her to like me.
Mm-hmm.
I really
do. You know
do.
I like you.
I do. And I feel like that could help. But she's one of those people who I'd be desperate for her approval. Desperate. Because she doesn't care.
I know. She's so funny. And I told her on my podcast is that like her vocabulary and like she just feels like she's way smarter than me. So she actually, those who are listening probably know this already. She actually helped me write my reply back to Kourtney Kardashian because... Did you see that I, yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait, the Instagram one?
No, Kourtney and I DM'd.
How did I miss
that? I know. I only said it, no, because I only said it on my podcast because I don't want Kourtney to see.
Okay, hold on. That you're like talking about it, that you're like telling
everyone.
Right.
I feel like, listen, I know it's so hard because on one hand, I am the loser that wants to like shout it from the rooftops. On the other hand, I feel like I should maintain some sign. Kind of like coolness and like be cool, don't be all on cool. You
know
what I mean?
How does it feel though? Like, where did your head go? Where did your body go? Your heart, your soul? Like, what happened?
Well, I was laying on the floor, looked like I was like, someone was trying to get like the devil out of me.
Right.
But like, it's one of those things. It's like, you know how like you manifest and you dream and you hope and then that thing happens and it's super exciting, but it could never be that like, you know, life doesn't change. You know what I mean?
Does your husband treat you differently? Do you expect him to? Have you asked him to start curtsying? I would.
I mean, listen, sometimes I tell my husband, I was like, I could just record you and have you have the sentence say, that's so crazy. And just like play it for when, because whenever I'll be like, babe, you don't understand what happened. He's like, oh my God, that's crazy. I just feel like, so she DM'd. I mean, she responded to my DM.
Wow.
And so the updates have been, which we'll clue you in on because it's only been on the podcast, is that she posted that she went on Addison Rae's podcast. I replied to her story for the first time ever, believe it or not. You should come on my podcast because it was podcast related. And I was like, I have to like, you know, at least give it a shot. Obviously, I didn't expect it to ever happen. She answered and she said, oh, my God, ha, ha, ha. Should I? I died. Then that's where Jackie Schimmel came in.
Yes.
Because
you need
I was
her
podcasting
verbal
with
gymnastics.
Her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I needed, except she was like, I was like, Jackie, bring it down.
Right.
Like,
don't
not just
write
for
the
me.
Paper to get me an A. Write me the paper to get me a B minus. So everyone's like, oh, okay, this is believable.
Like, bring it down for me and then bring it down another one for Court. You know, like, let's, you know, like, we're not there. Cause I had to change, like, she had a word in there, like, hinder. And I changed it to rune, like a regular people word.
You're like, I don't want synonyms. I want the basic word. I don't want a synonym.
Yeah. Okay. So that happened. I wrote what Jackie said. It worked. She was like, oh my God, haha. I feel like we'd be besties. She wrote to me.
This is too much too fast. It's all
this is. I know. And I was like, oh my God, died, whatever. Then there was another. Oh, and then she basically said like, it ended with her saying, I'll think about it. But we should totally shake salads when you come to LA, which was the craziest response
now,
one could get.
I know
from
what
their...
that reference is, but at the same time, do you think she and Travis do something called salad shaking that we should know about? Because they do stuff again, just to bring it back to sex.
First of all, there's tossing the salad, no?
I know, but what if they've invented something new called like a shaking?
Salad shaking?
Yeah. I'm just saying, listen. I would feel so cool if I knew. Anyway, so.
Yeah. So that's how it ended. And then I don't want to be like now, like sliding into her DMs every day now that I'm probably in the priority box. I don't overassume, right. But I might be. But the only other time I slid in was when we were all kind of conspiring that she and Travis are having twins. I don't even know how we fucking.
I remember this like, craziness.
Yeah, I don't know how. We're like, do this, do that. So then she posted the number two on the table. And then I was like, oh my God, seriously, like you're fucking with us. And then she responded to that and was like, ha ha ha. Oh my God. No, I'm not. She's like, I didn't even think about it. I love conspiracies. That's so funny. Literally 1,000 emojis. I'm like, oh my God, Court. Oh my God.
Wonder and if it's then, what if Mason's doing her social media for her?
Oh my God, stop.
What if you're being catfished by Mason?
No, so listen. So my last update, which sorry to everyone who's heard this part already.
Sorry, guys, sorry.
My Andrea obviously doesn't listen to my podcast.
No, never.
So no.
Once you hit Jackie Schimmel, I was like, and I'm done.
So the last update. So the way Instagram works and social media, and you probably know this from your job and from...
Perhaps, but most likely like not. You, I don't know. I don't.
No, is that it's
people
so,
are like, you know how the internet works. I'm like, I have like 8 notepads and pencils around me, but I'm like, I do. I'm a digital creator.
Is that you connect with people, you know, that you... And everything can get to anyone, right? Like, it's not weird... I mean, it is weird, obviously, that Kourtney Kardashian responded to me. But also, if one wants to not be over-enthused and say, Amanda, you've been talking about her for years, like, she heard of you, you know, it's whatever. You can get to, like, that's what I'm saying. If I was single, I'd slide and slither day to all the men's. I wouldn't even look. I wouldn't even go on dating apps. I'd be like, slide. I'd do, like, a copy-paste and send it to every, like, hot celeb. You guys have been asking me about my nails lately. Like, where'd you get them done? What's that color? Like, how do I get... Okay, here I am to tell you. Not at the salon. It's the Manny System by Olive and June. Yup. The Manny System by Olive and June. At home, you do your own nails. They have amazing polishes. They literally have a toolkit with everything you need for the perfect at-home mani. Like, nothing unnecessary. The best nail clippers I've ever tried in my life. I don't know how they're angled so perfectly. The best nail polish remover ever. Nail filer, nail buffer, cuticle cream. Just, they have such amazing products. One of them that I love the most is the Poppy, which basically, you know how when you try to paint your nails with your other hand, you can, and it comes out like a 5-year-old. So the nail poppy actually helps grip it like it's your strong hand. Do you get what I'm saying? You guys need to check them out because not only it does it make, you know, getting your nails done so much quicker, more affordable from your own home. Legit, the polishes look so good. People confuse them for gel, and the price comes out to like $2 for like a manicure. Get your self-care on. Get the Manny System by Olive and June, you guys. It's literally the secret behind salon perfect nails at home. Check out their Instagram. They have amazing tutorials on how to paint your nails yourself. All of their employees that I've met and the founder as well, their nails always look friggin' perfect, and because they all use Olive and June and their products. So you need to check them out. I have 20% off. The code is not skinny. So you can get 20% off your first Manny System, which comes with also 6 polishes with the promo code not skinny. So you go to oliveandjune.com, you check out with your own Manny System, change up your life, and you use code not skinny to get 20% off. So we have this funny joke. And again, when I say we, I mean like not skinny, we're not fat people because we're funny. Is that, which, oh my God, I take everything I just said back. I'm vomiting. What I'm saying is that people that follow me make funny comments that I find like hilarious. But we, I don't know how, but Courtney's really good friends work at Poosh with her. One of them is Sarah Howard.
Oh, I know Sarah Howard.
Okay.
I'm familiar Sarah with Howard, her work.
What?
I'm familiar with her work.
Are you familiar with her jeweling?
No.
Okay, so she in every scene of Keeping Up, every time I've seen her in the background, in the forefront, in the whatever, she's always jeweling. And I find it so funny because she's like chief operations officer or content officer of Poosh. And like really all day is like matcha and Pilates. But she literally will not be seen without her jewel. Just the other day, Poosh posted an article that was like how to get your, I don't know, your summer face glow. And it was with a picture of Sarah Howard. And one of my followers sent in jewel. And I posted that and I wrote like, you know, skull emoji. Then I get a message from Sarah Howard.
Uh-oh.
Almost right away. And she said, and it was with that mask, you know, that shield thing that people do. What's it called? Like the UV ray fucking mask thing.
Okay. Like to for her skin?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That cosmetic mask. Yeah. So she was with that in the photo that Poosh used. And she was like, well, how would I vape with the mask on? Not like the funniest comment. And I was like, and I was that night at home with my jewel and a glass of wine and in my nursing nightgown. And I literally was drunk. So I sent her a video to Sarah Howard jeweling, you guys. And I'm like, I get it, babe.
Nice.
Something like that. Wait for it, guys.
Where are we at?
She goes, haha, I'm with Court.
They're talking about you. She showed it to her.
No, so first of all, then I'm dead. I'm like, oh my God. I look at her stories. She's in the Palm Springs house, like she's with Court. But you guys, I think I said this actually on your favorite, on Jackie Schimmel, when she was on my podcast or her podcast, that when you're married and you're, you know, you're not, like I said, sliding and slithering, these are the things that excite you in life, whether it's Kourtney Kardashian, whether it's, you know, making new friendships, but like, that moment of like, I'm with Court is kind of when you're like texting with your guy friend in high school and he's like, I'm with Brady.
Nailed it.
Yeah. And it's like, you're like, you're with Brady.
And it's so, like, well, did he, I mean, I don't know if that I would come up, but like, if I did, what did he say about, what did he say about me? What did he say about me? Tell him I said hi. Don't tell him I said hi. Don't tell him. Tell him I said
so
hi.
So again, I fucking needed to call, like, I was like, and it's always on me. I'm always like, I don't know, I'm with my sister or with my husband or with my mom. And I'm like, what do I write? And they're always like, you're the best at that stuff. So nobody ever really helps me. And I'm always like, what do I write? And it's like, you know best. And I'm like, but do I? What do I say aside from like, queen? Like, I don't fucking know what to say. I just sent Kourtney Kardashian me jeweling in my nightie. Like, you know, and the fact that Sarah wrote, I'm with Court. And then it's like, what do I say? She sees that I saw. So I think I was like, oh my God, gel. Which after asking my whole family, everyone's like, okay, it's excited, but like not too excited, but like not too lame, but not.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. This is stressful. I mean, it's like, be careful if your dreams come true.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
be prepared.
When I see Kourtney's little icon on the bottom of my stories, as much as it's like, you were asking, how does it feel, you know? It's stressful.
It is.
I'm like, wait, what did I say today? Oh my God, that was so dumb. It's kind of like, we're talking about the boyfriend stuff. Like you sometimes don't want them to see you at all your moments. You know what I mean?
Most of my like real life friends who I've known my whole life, they like don't use Instagram. And if they do, it's like for that horrible, like where they set their accounts a private and only post pictures of their kids and only their other mom friends follow each other. Like who wants to go on your Instagram and see a picture of your kids on the first day of school? Nobody, just you and your parents. That's it. No one else, your friends, yeah. Nobody cares. So I don't even know who's on Instagram, but once in a while, you know, someone will be like, so my friend said she follows you on Instagram. And I looked and I'm like, oh no, like they don't know this side of me.
Oh,
and I feel like they're like, what are you doing? Like you post like a lot of pictures of yourself in like outfits and like these rants. And I'm like, it's like a fun thing I do sometimes. Like I've never felt more exposed. And these are people who've known me my whole life, but it's like, no one's watching.
And you're public on Instagram. It's
well,
such
obviously,
a wild
what's
feeling.
The point?
No, but I'm saying it's like so wild because it's like everyone can see, but it's still kind of embarrassing when you know people are watching.
Yeah.
To think about it. No, I totally get that. When I like meet someone and someone embarrasses me and is like, do you know who she is? And they're like, oh, let me look you up. And I was like, no, it's
you're like,
okay.
No. Go later. Maybe in the bathroom. Maybe in the bathroom later. Don't do it now. I don't want to. Oh, like, I don't want to see me. It's like,
there are a lot of stories. Oh my God. There's more. Keep clicking. No, it's embarrassing.
But I like
it's honestly
that you are always at the top of my highlights. Like there's always is there always something good from you? Like it's like CNN where they like have the ticker. You're my ticker. There's always going to be like a fresh delivery. It's amazing.
Andrew, that means so much.
It's true.
Honestly,
it's like you and yeah, there you are always just at the
now
top.
You're embarrassed to say the next person.
Tinks. I was going to say.
Really?
So I interviewed her recently for work and I felt really dorky because I went into
she's
it.
She's Gen Z.
Yeah. And like, you know, not for nothing, but there was a part of me that was like, I could have been you-ish if I were younger and understood TikTok and could wear matching separates in a neon color and feel good and like a diamond neck. Like I could do rich moms, but I didn't. You know, I could do this stuff, but I didn't. And I don't really know how. And so you want the person to know that you're special too.
Yeah.
The interview's about them and you're reaching out to them professionally to interview them, but you want to tell them how special you are. That is, I would say, my interview vibe, if you were wondering.
Oh, no.
It's like, how can I let them know that they would like me without making this about me? So you try and drop in some key things to make them laugh or like, you know. But I don't know that it worked. I don't know that I hit it with her. She was so sweet. She's very smart, very like driven and focused. And I don't know. I felt like a big nerd after. I was like, thanks. And, you know, you want to be like longtime fan. And then I DM'd her after to say like, that was really great, whatever. And she didn't respond. Because her DMs are, you know, there's a lot of people.
Listen, at the end of the day, we're all, you know, hustling. Everyone's doing their thing. Nobody's better than anybody else.
Well, but that's okay.
But you know what? It's like, it's a funny thing to say because somebody told me recently, I think it was Erin Foster who said this to me. I'll just name drop.
Yeah,
no, but she really said.
Let's pick that. No, that's a good one. I like them. They're funny.
She was telling me, nobody could do what you do and you can do what somebody else does.
Right.
So I'm actually calling your statement wrong. And you don't want to do, nobody could do what you do better than you. And you couldn't do something that somebody else does better than them. Like every person has their own thing. And I feel like when we see people in this space that are trying to do something that's not them and that maybe they saw somewhere and said, I could do it too. I feel like that's very,
you're right.
That's visible.
A good point. You know what she can't do that I can do? Negativity. She's like a very positive,
really
like empowering, like love yourself person. And I'm like, no, everything sucks. You're right to feel awful about this.
Yeah.
People are skinnier, richer, younger, yeah, and prettier than you. And that's just life. And she's like, comparison is the thief of joy. I'm like, I know. I have none. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. I got told so many times, like, if you did what you do on TikTok, you know, that it would be so crazy for you. And I'm like, but I'm not, I don't want to do TikTok. And my home is Instagram and podcasting, obviously. But like, I'm never going to do something to be like, oh, I should do that. I'm not saying that this is good, you guys. Don't listen to me for business advice. God fucking knows that. But a lot of these people, and it sounds like Tinks is one of those people. It's like she went into this very like aware, very motivated, very like, this is my brand. I'm going to build it. I'm a fucking idiot. Like I was doing this for so many years being like, it's just like my hobby until I was like, oh, wait, is it more than my. So I do things in a different way and kind of, I'm like, this is my life. And if I make money off of it, then yay.
Great.
And if not, then thank God I got a college education and I'll do what I want to do and watch what I want to watch and interview who I want to interview. And nothing will be done for like the brand or like the bigger, you know, thing. But it is still so. And I've interviewed people a lot on the podcast that were like spoke about their brand in a way that was like very obvious. It's like very aware of like,
right,
this is my brand and this is, I'm fucking me. You know what I mean? I'm not, which again, you guys, isn't always smart, but other people, different people have different kind of ways of doing things. What I mean to say, Andrea, you are perfect as who you are, not a TikToker and not a joyful person, just a little negative Nancy. You know what I mean?
Just a little neg. I appreciate that. I really do. And I just want to say that, like, you have a cookie dough collaboration. I feel like you could retire off of that. That is big. Like, what other people are doing, like, I don't know, a sweatsuit, you have a cookie dough collab.
I've talked about this before, and I really, truly stand behind it. We deserve personalized, customized hair care. We are so adamant about everything else, about changing up our skincare routines and taking care of our bodies and what we eat and our health. Hair care is so freaking important. We're all obsessed with our freaking hair. Why are we buying drugstore brand freaking hair care? No, personalize that. Personalize it with Pros. I've been telling you guys about Pros for years because I started using it a couple years ago and have noticed such a big change. The first change I noticed was legit the amount of washes I had to do per week, which literally reduced to like twice a week. Like, that's how freaking good it is. You go to their website, you take a free consultation. It's like a quiz with a bunch of questions, very specific ones. It goes from, you know, the texture of your hair to what zip code you live in so they can calculate pollution in your area. And then they formulate specifically for you whatever product you want, shampoo, conditioner, hair mask, hair oil. It could be vegan, gluten-free. It could have whatever smell you decide on. It could have no scent. So it's literally freaking amazing. They also have a new feature called Review and Refine, which basically lets you tweak your formulas for any reason, like change of address, hair color, diet. Basically, there is nothing more exactly fitted to your daily life than Pros Hair Care. It's time to check it out and you will freaking thank me. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. So take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/notskinny. That's pros, pros.com/notskinny for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
The way it happened with dough, the cookie dough that we just restocked today, is like people would think like, that's so smart. Like, I got messages from like people in the industry and like whatever, like, what a smart move, you know, when I did this. And mm-hmm. I was like, I was legit sent cookie dough because I'm a hoe for free things. And cookie dough reached out to me and was like, can we send you? And I was like, this is my address.
Yeah.
And then tasted it and was like, holy fucking shit. And wrote an email to the girl and was like, this is amazing. What the hell? Like, I'm obsessed with this. I ate it by the jar. I don't even feel shitty. Like, I went off and she was like, oh my God, then we should do something. And I was like, listen, I don't want to just like advertise you. Like, I want more out of this relationship. And
you're
like,
well, I want to be in that dough. I want to make me.
I want to have sex with the dough. No, but you know, when you feel that like so passionate, it's like, yeah, I partner with brands and everything. And there's a lot that I'm like, oh, this is a great product. But this was like, wait, this is something else. Like, I want
my name on that jar.
But that's the other thing. I'm so bad at like business that I couldn't even explain what it is I wanted. I think the email legit said like, I don't know what I want, but like, I need something
I want you.
To happen. And she is such a go-getter and she's such a businesswoman. It's a female-owned company, which we love. She was literally like, okay, we could do this, we could do this, we could do this. And one of them was a flavor. And I was like, oh, let's do a flavor. And she legit made it happen. The next day was like, I got sent different doughs to my house to taste and say which one I liked. And I gave the ideas. And in a day she had, you know, the logo made. And she was like, she, you know, took the lemon and fucking made a margarita real quick. She hopped on that shit. And
I love executors.
She is.
I love an executor.
Whoa. It's like, she's not a talker.
I'm
she's
a dreamer, like, idea person, but yeah. I love an executor.
Don't you love those people who are like, I have an idea for an app? And it's like,
yeah.
Is that you?
My famous thing, I have my two inventions that I'm always saying, I'm like, you can't do them, but if you do, just give me some money. One is tights that have a little F on the front and a B on the back for front and back. because sometimes I get easily confused with opaque tights and wear the butt in the front and
yes.
the feet are twisted
yes.
and my whole day feels off.
Yeah.
So I need a little F in the front. And then I also thought I invented skirt weights. So like little weights that would go on the bottom of your skirts. So they don't blow up in New York City, like on a windy day.
Oh my God.
I thought that like, apparently they exist, but I don't know about the tights. And I just want you guys to know that I'm a dreamer with dreams, but I cannot execute.
Do you know what my invention when I was really high in college was? That like legit till this day, I'm like, I should have invented it. So when we were high in college, we used to eat spinach dip out of the jar all the time. And you know, when you get to like half of the jar, that's it. Your hand is starting to get fucking filled with dip, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, what is in there? Like, you know, like the push pop, like when you eat a push pop and you push it up.
Oh my God.
I was like, there needs to be dip push pop, like a lever. So let's say you have the jar. So I would suggest.
And it pushes it up.
Yeah, that push it the fuck up.
Push
the dip up. So I literally thought this was such a genius idea. But again, it's hard. It's like you have so many ideas, but to execute them are hard. And with this, it's like she made it happen. We did this cookie dough together and people thought it was like so smart and so on brand. But it was on brand because I legit just loved it and yeah. wanted to do it. Not because I thought like what would be the coolest, most on brand thing to do for my first collab. And I didn't know how much money I would make. I didn't know how it would sell. I didn't know anything. I just knew like I'm down to do this. I love this product. I don't want to just
so cool.
And it went really well. So we just did another restock and it is.
I think they call it a drop, the kids.
I know. I was like,
a drop. A dough drop.
Listen, I really love everyone for accepting the fact that, you know, there is a lot of hypocrisy in me. I've made fun of merch and here I am.
Merching it up.
I've made fun of restocks.
At least your merch is edible.
No, I've done non-edible merch too.
No, I know.
And I've restocked, you restock. But the thing is, these are all real things. And yes, they do have a marketing thing behind it where it's like, yes, you make a certain amount and then it sells out. But it is real. I used to think it's not real at all that they just lie to you. But they don't. It is real.
You're such a businesswoman. Listen to you, business lady. They
are not lying to you. They are. No, listen. At the end of the day, I think it's good to have a little naiveness in you so you can keep your little young spark in you. But okay, before we, I don't know how we ended up being like so serious today, Andy.
I think it's my medication. I don't know. It's the end of the day. It's the witching hour. I live in Greenwich.
You're in Newport.
It's like there's just a lot.
That's a lot.
I'm a serious lady now.
So being a serious lady, were you, mm-hmm. how on top of the Free Britney stuff are you? Like conspiracy theories, were her vacation to Hawaii now, is pictures from the same vacation in September 2020?
I'm going to say something in keeping with the last episode I did of your show. I'm going to say something that will probably get me fired. I waited, by the way, because I was like, I just left it all on the dance floor. Your first, the first time I came on the show, because I wanted you to like me. I wanted to like, and then like, if anyone really like I could get in trouble, like the Kardashians. I don't remember what I said. I just remember having that panicky feeling after of like, I just did something I shouldn't have. But my feeling and not my employer's feeling, my feeling has always been, and it's an unpopular opinion, which is why I'm nervous. There's a reason why at one point, it was felt that Britney needed to be controlled in this way. And whether or not they did it correctly, that's a different story. But I do think there has to have been one person in this camp who was trying to do this for the right reasons, in her best interest. It, you know, now we know things we didn't know before. Like she had postpartum, which is like a completely traumatic thing to experience twice. You know, she had her kids so close together. You're a huge star. You have mental illness and the whole world just thinks you're a punching bag and you're crazy and your own family is like, you can't handle yourself. No one should know what that feels like. But there is a part of me that's like, why did they feel? I don't think everybody wanted to take advantage of her and do wrong by her. There has to be somebody somewhere who thought they were doing the right thing. And maybe it got, I don't know. I just can't believe that Mama Spears, Jamie Lynn, the dad seems like shitty, but everyone was just like out to bury her in I don't know. It just seems so evil.
I think at the end of the day, it's so fucking confusing. And I just posted like another thing. And like, I want to post these things that I'm coming across and I'm reading, but then it's not answering any questions really, because the Hawaii thing, like when we saw that, you know, I posted that.
Oh, her in Maui. She loves herself Hawaii.
Well, she apparently that's like one of the only places she can go.
She's allowed.
But so, yes, she's for sure there for realsies. That's not what I'm saying. It just looked like the question. One of the questions is, is she controlling her social media? And a lot of us think yes. And a lot of us think no, because of her captions, because of posting the same picture 27 times, because of the fact that she could have posted, if she had control, she would have posted like stories where you could see her, maybe, you know, Sam, like her day, which I wish she would have said something about that in her testimony. But right. I wish she would have said like, and no, I mean, if she put it all on the table, I wish she would have said like, and no, my Instagram, it's not me.
I know. Just tell us more.
That's the thing. I really want to get to a point.
We're here to help. We want to help.
I want to get to the point where she can tell her story. But at the same time, it's very confusing. I think she's in Hawaii. It just looked like the same image from her September trip was used in one of the video montages. But then somebody said to me, you know, they could have mishmash of things to create, because it's always like these videos, which obviously she's not editing, right? I'm sure she's not editing on her phone. So I think it's just, there are a lot of questions. And I just posted Sam Lufty, who was around her the time of her.
Yeah, I remember that.
So he got a really bad rap. He was said to have been like kind of drugging her, brainwashing her, mm-hmm. kind of led to her downfall.
It was like the height of her, yeah, of her like being out and photographed looking really manic and unkempt and the lingerie. And
he was,
they were all over town.
So apparently he kind of like forced himself into like living with her, being her manager, yes. speaking for her, all the shit. And this is kind of right before the conservatorship. Meanwhile, he is now Free Britney all over his Twitter. He went against Jamie Lynn Stamen, said that little twat, you know, talking shit about her. And he also retweeted, which I just posted today, this video of him from 2007 or 8 being interviewed by like TMZ and him saying like how fucked up the family is, that Britney doesn't, you know, control yeah. anything, can't talk to people, doesn't have access to her money. So again, I feel like every piece of the puzzle is confusing because there are no...
It's so confusing.
It's like, of course, at the end of the day, I am on the opinion that she should be free, and I am, you know, hashtag free Britney 100%.
But what does free mean? What do we really want for her? When we say we want Britney to be free,
we want her to get out of the conservatorship.
But I do want people who are completely like their only objective is like a real money manager, not one who steals from you, not one who's related to you.
The conservatorship isn't just money. It's everything. I mean, she said the right. IUD and whatever. So get a money manager, but be free to live your life.
I feel like this had to have started in maybe not the most nefarious place. I don't know why I think that, but it's like you watched her break down. We all remember when she shaved her head. I hope someone somewhere was like, look, here's how we can get your kids back. We have to start this conservatorship. And like,
but then why does it keep going?
I don't know. So that's where
it gets tricky. It's like, I'm with you. Like, even when Jamie Lynn had her first statement come out, I said, like, I believe her. And I got so much shit the first second I said it. And I watched it again. And I like heard other people's opinions, because the truth is, first of all, I like to go into things, try to see, okay, is she wearing the same bathing suit? Is it the same day? I have no problem with that. But then there's like a line and there's a limit of how much I want to conspire, where people are like, she's not even in Hawaii. That's not even Britney. You know, like I don't go there. So I want to believe that one sister cares about her sister and wants about her. So I want to believe that Jamie, and also I know the internet, I know she was probably getting bashed in. And I was like, maybe the inner family workings are confusing. Maybe this, maybe that. But there is not one person on the earth who was down with her statement, with Jamie Lynn's statement. And the thing is, I think that at the end of the day, a lot of people think what you're thinking. By the way, I got a lot of messages like that, people saying, wait, but maybe she was put in the conservatorship for a reason. But Andrea, there are so many.
But why it's.
There are so many why so long. If she was so unable, how was she working and doing shows?
Why are they making her perform?
Right. So there's so many questions that we could, you know, delve into forever. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see. The other thing is she just spoke. I kind of want to be like, teacher, when are we getting our test results back? Like, when?
Yeah.
Like, is there like a, are you gonna, we're gonna hear back or you're gonna give us an answer?
Totally.
Like, what is happening?
Well, I want to hear again from who is that gentleman you had on the show around Christmas? He was a makeup artist.
Yeah, Jared
Britney.
Lipscomb. He's very, yeah, he knows his shit.
A PhD in free Britney, makeup artist by day. So I'm wondering where someone like that who really knows. I'm just like speaking from the heart, really, of somebody who, like, I'm now a mother and I'm like, what lengths would I go to protect my kids almost to a point where I'm hurting them? That's a good, I would watch that Lifetime movie, by the way. But I think it started like they wanted to protect her and then they overprotected her. And then it got somewhere along the line, it got dark and there's money obviously involved. Something went awry. But
I know.
Jamie Lynn, why? You're her sister. I don't know.
Other
Lynn.
People think Sam, like her boyfriend, is in it for the money or something. And I'm like, you guys, why would he like stick around for so long where he's probably not seeing a shekel right now? Like, why would he do that to himself? He could be living
his life.
Seems
like a tough gig.
Yeah.
Right?
You know?
Like,
but what did you think of Christina's statement? Christina Aguilera made a really, really beautifully written, kind of Jackie Schimmel language, like high language.
It was beautiful. I liked it. I thought it was nice. I also want to know what's going on with Christina.
I kind of do too.
Britney aside, where have you been? What's happening with you?
I went through her Instagram and I was like, oh, there's her and her kid. I kind of was like, oh my God, I've never Insta-stalked Xtina.
Like, why hasn't she put out any new material? Why isn't she on TikTok? Why doesn't she have a cookie dough collab? Like, what's happening with her? She had the voice of our
generation.
No, she
really does. She has when I was going through her Instagram. You know, her Instagram is very, I don't want to say chuggy, but I want to say, like, you know, she's our age. Is she? No, she's older, right?
She's my age. My age. She's an elder millennial.
Elder millennial. So like, yeah, but I can appreciate that. So yeah, most of her Instagram is either, you know, you have your Cage family pic, but mostly it's like promotional materials of like, you know, different things. But she really does have an amazing voice. And oh, don't we miss those times? Don't we miss those simpler fucking times, Andrea? You know, it's really confusing.
Me
I just
too.
Had Andrea on. So how does Taylor Strecker?
Oh, Andrea Lopez.
Yeah. How does Taylor Strecker talk? How does she go from Andrea to Andrea seamlessly?
Because I'm the Chody and it doesn't matter what the other girl's name is.
What's Chody?
I am the co-host of the year, which I said, oh, Chody. And everyone was like, so they made me a hat. I have a little Chody hat, but this is my second year. Who could count anymore? I am like Beyonce at the Grammys. They're just sweeping it up. So the other co-hosts are nice. I mean, I've heard nice things, but no. I love all the people on her show and I follow them all except for one. So
we're going to find out who that is after.
No, he was supposed to be my podcasting partner and he moved on without me. So I do have a podcast with people in the 90s where we talk about, wait for it, people in the 90s. And we've had Julia Stiles. We just interviewed Sherry Shepherd. We did Jamie Lee Curtis, was fantastic.
Oh my God. You know who
Margaret
just,
Cho.
Did you see comments by celebs just put up? Jamie Lee Curtis. Who commented on her photo? A celebrity commented on her photo.
She told us in our interview, she was amazing. Do you remember what she wore to the Golden Globes this year? It was a neon yellow plunging gown. She said on the podcast, because I asked her, she was commando north and south. Put it on. That's how the dress fit. Nothing underneath. And she paid retail.
Commando.
So if you want more of that kind of information.
John Stamos commented hot on her photo.
Yeah. She's a stone cold fox, that one. She was awesome. So we had Elizabeth Hurley, Paula Abdul. It's a 90s salad.
Ah,
and
so it's called
I'm having fun with
people
it.
In the 90s.
In the 90s.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, people in the 90s because People Magazine, but also the People. Okay, People in the 90s, check it out. Also,
got it.
Andrea co-hosts with Taylor Strecker.
Sometimes. I've been really busy.
Sometimes.
Don't tell her that I did this.
Oh, no. And you can find her on Instagram at Andy Labs. And she's not on TikTok yet, but maybe she'll be thirsty enough to join TikTok as well.
Oh, I'm parched.
Andrea, you have to come back when we're in a lighter mood.
I mean, I was in a good mood. I felt like you really brought... No, I'm kidding. I matched your mood and I feel good about it. We had a heart-to-heart, an adult talk
yeah.
about adult yeah. things.
It's about time we grow the fuck up. Don't
I
you think?
Am here to be as stupid as you want or as fake smart as you want. I can do both.
I love you.
This was fun.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Hi, Jackie Schimmel. Hi.
Oh my God.
That was supposed to be a Courtney joke.
Why?
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.